Hi everybody, welcome back to another bite-sized pre-Christmas political podcast from yours truly. Thank you so much for being part of this platform, part of our discussion as we try to shed some truth in a morass of deceit and darkness. Now, sometimes you see a headline that makes you stop and you think, whoa, did I read that? I must have misread it. And then you realize, oh God, no, I didn't. I did read it right. Here's a headline in local press today. The best gift to give yourself at Christmas is getting a booster. Yeah, that's actually, this is in the newsletter. An absolute rag, by the way. Absolute rag. This comes on the back of a new mass vaccination centre in Belfast has welcomed hundreds of people receiving their coronavirus jab within hours of it opening. The Titanic Exhibition Centre. Uh-oh, Titanic. How did that one end then, the Titanic story? Do you think is that symbolic that they've chosen the Titanic Centre to jab people with their boosters? What do you think? The Titanic Centre. I don't know. Don't think that one ended too well, actually. But hey, never mind the optics. Never mind the optics. Pay attention to what's being told. So what's been transformed from being actually a very interesting tourist destination. If you're in Belfast, you should go and visit it. They've done a good job on it. I've been to it. Sad story, by the way, obviously, and some individual sad stories within what happened. But, of course, there's questions about the Titanic as well. Maybe we should do a podcast someday on the Titanic conspiracy theories, because I've got questions on some of those things. But anyway, it's been transformed from a good, lovely tourist destination into a vaccine facility. Of course it has, as part of a push to roll out booster jabs before the peak of Omicron hits the region. Oh my God, the tidal wave, I see it. It's coming towards me. It's the Omicron. It's the common cold. Doesn't matter. You got to get a booster to survive the common cold. Don't think so. Health Minister Robin Swan visited and he said the best gift this Christmas is getting the jab. I have to say, if someone said to me, hey, Dave, if my nearest and dearest said to me, hey, David, what we've got you for Christmas? You never believe what we've got you. What's that then? Is it a new Apple Mac computer? Could it be, a nice new accessory for my car? No, it's better than that, David. What is it? It's an invitation to get your booster. Get your booster. Happy Christmas. He described 500 walk-ins within the first few hours as a flying start. And then, amusingly, there's a picture of this absolute clown getting his booster in his local GP practice in Kells. These are the local GP practices, by the way. They don't have time to see you if you're a patient with an ailment. But if you come in and you want your booster, they'll jab you. Why is that? Ka-ching! Ka-ching! That's why. Money, 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 money. It's a rich man's world. So back to this ludicrous story. Swan reckons that we just need to get more and more people coming in and getting their boosters, because it's going to give them the protection that they need. But hang on a second. Is this an admission that the first two jabs didn't give them the protection that you claimed that they would give? Nah, it doesn't mean that. Well, why doesn't it mean that? Because Omicron, that's why. Omicron. But Omicron's milder than the previous versions. Yes, but it's more transmissible. Doesn't matter how transmissible it is milder. It has symptoms which are remarkably similar to the common cold. And yet you've got this clown saying, oh well, doesn't matter. The true gift of Christmas is getting experimental gene therapy whacked into your veins. That's the true gift of Christmas. Making sure that you completely compromise your immune system for the rest of your life. That's the true gift of Christmas. Don't you get it? So that's the sort of absolute propaganda right out of 1984 that's being pushed remorselessly through the Mockingbird media. And it is a Mockingbird media, because I don't believe a thing that it says. Everything is not as it appears. And so you get non-stories like this, obviously put together by a PR agency and relentlessly then gratefully received by the media, who, in this case, the press, who are in receipt of large amounts of very lovely advertising monies from the government. And so it is that one hand washes the other. And by the way, when we see the picture of the esteemed health minister getting his booster, how do we know he got the booster? Did he get, perhaps, just putting this out there, the saline version? Did you say a saline version? Are you suggesting there's another conspiracy theory? Yeah. Well, I think that just proves that you're a raving lunatic, David Vance, by suggesting that the great and the good, the health ministers, the prime ministers, senior political elite, might be given something different to ordinary people. Imagine suggesting that. Yeah, I am suggesting that. Yeah, totally suggesting that. Come at me if you want to argue the point with me. But anyway, here we have it anyway. They've turned the Titanic tourist center is now the vaccine injection center. And as I say, hopefully one will go down as quick as the other. Thank you so much for listening.